Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Here we are, it's Suzanne Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Brit Flicks review for the long-awaited release of No Time to Die, the latest instalment in the James Bond franchise. And yes, we know we've been expecting it, but I must say it exceeds all expectations and it is fabulous. Thrills and spills from start to finish. Of course, we're well used to Daniel Craig now as our 007. He's completely embedded in the role, completely at ease with it. And the same goes for the rest of the cast. And I have to say, you know, the opening sequence is always a thrill. It's heart-stopping. It gets the heart pounding. And this opening sequence is no different. But it's very tense. It's got a real sort of drawing you in quality. And it's actually multiple sequences. You don't realise just how much has been packed in before you've even reached the opening credits. And, of course, it just gets better from there and there on. Now, we've got a great cast because we've got, as I say, Daniel Craig back in again. We've got Lea Seydo as Madeline. Now, of course, it's almost going back. It's like everything is fresh and new and we're moving forward in the franchise and developing all the characters and the scenarios. But we've got a little nod to some of the past Bond glories, including We Have All the Time in the World, the wonderful Louis Armstrong song. And that's very much played at the time, many fans will know, when in Her Majesty's Secret Service, when Diana Rigg and George Lazenby are husband and wife, as Bond has a wife once again in Madeleine Stowe. And that's played by Lea Seydo, as I say. Now, of course, she has a secret, and there's no spoilers here, so I'm going to let you discover that when you go and see Bond yourself in the cinemas. But there's lots of new things in this, but of course we have some of this wonderful, the Bond car is back again, the Aston Martin, as famous, of course, in Thunderball, and it's back all guns blazing, quite literally, in one scene. Absolutely fabulous. You can't have Bond without a few gadgets, and of course we have the watch back again, in a very different incarnation, but equally as thrilling. Now, what I love about Daniel Craig, and I think he does have quite an input on the script, once again, Rob Wade and Neil Purvis doing a great job again, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge as well, brought in as well on this occasion. And I think Daniel Craig very much, as I say, he likes to just, a bit like Steve McQueen, he can say a lot with a look, or just with the action. It doesn't necessarily need to have the script. So any of the kind of shocking in relation, those puns that Sean Connery and Roger Moore did so beautifully, they're held off. They're not positioned in the obvious places. And I think it's better for it, to be honest with you. Daniel Craig's Bond is very much, he gets a job done. He's the MI5, you know, MI6 agent that you'd expect. But of course he has, in this particular instance, Bond is presumed dead. He's gone across to the CIA and he's been replaced. Now, there's been much talk about will there be a female Bond, and also will the next Bond be of mixed race, colour, creed, all sorts of questions. But there is a female Bond in this, and it's played beautifully by Lashana Lynch, of course. She's kicking ass in this, as you can only imagine that she would, having done so beautifully in the Marvel adventures as well. So, yeah, and there's this kind of a throwback to, I feel, Live and Let Die and some of the other Bond films, with Rosie Carver in that particular scene being an agent as well, and the Fillet of Soul being modernised into a nightclub. We also have the awaited adventure, of course, of seeing Jeffrey Wright as Felix Leiter, and he's brilliant in that as well, I have to say. Ben Whishaw as Q, and, of course, Ralph Fiennes, playing really solid performance, great authority as M. And this time he's got Rory Kinnear as Tanner as well, helping him out there, Bill Tanner. Naomi Harris back again as Miss Moneypenny. Now, I'm not going to spoil any more. I think it's all there. The action is all there. And I have to say, Rami Malek, obviously we all know him from Bohemian Rhapsody, he plays a great Bond villain. His outfit, once again, it's kind of a little bit reminiscent of Dr. No. There's all those nods to it. Christoph Waltz, I love him as an actor. I think he's great, and he really underplays the menace in it. But I never fully, completely buy into his Blofeld. I think I've got this image in my mind of Donald Pleasance, you know, the complete Dr. Evil incarnate. But he does a great job nonetheless. But Rami Malek really gives that kind of wounded, you know, slightly strange quality to the villain, and it's brilliant. And of course, we've had poppy fields with drugs, and we've had all sorts of things. Now this is about chemical warfare in its own way, and really enjoyed it. As they start to finish, really well done, beautifully shot, and great acting as well. Bill Magnuson as Logan Ash as well. All these kind of surprise enemies that come out of the woodwork, as you'd only expect with Bond, and all the sort of strange affectations that the baddies have. It's all there. You're going to love it. It's quite long. 2 hours 43, so I think there was a bit of a contention over the running time, but you are very much involved in it. It's got a lot of moving moments as well, so it's everything you'd want from a Bond, a fully evolved, always evolving, moving forward. And Daniel Craig goes out in a blaze of glory, and we shall miss him, and I won't give any spoilers there, but Bond will be back, but not in the same way. Anyway, that's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment and Hunter's Hollywood Hits and Britflix review for No Time to Die, the latest James Bond film.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.